Thank you, Lord.
Hey, please be seated. The word surge means a sudden increase or change in anything. You know, you can say there is a power surge that affects everything. For example, the average power supply in a Nigerian home is between 220 to 230 volts. But when the voltage moves from 230 volts to 800 volts, that's the power surge. Are you with me? Please, are you with me? And that surge will cause strange changes that can destroy bulbs, electrical appliances, and even cause a fire. In the electrical circles, a surge is a bad thing. Are you with me? But you see, in life, a surge is required. Can you tell anybody the surge? A surge is required. Anybody who is at the top, who has made serious progress, they can tell you when exactly everything changed. Are you with me? They can tell you when exactly things began to change. You know, one of the things that I trust God I will be able to communicate, you know, we've been doing this series, Sit, Walk, Stand. And on the side of stand, we'll be talking about your conflict with the devil. Let me tell you something. I will talk about it later when we are talking about invisible battles. Anything you don't confront will not change. Please, are you with me? Until you get angry at certain things, they will not change. Please, are you with me? Anybody who is at the top that you know that has made serious progress, ask them. They can tell you the year. They can tell you the season when everything changed. Praise the Lord. In fact, I believe you must have periodic times in your life of divine surges. Are you with me? It must be periodic where you change from level to another level. Praise the Lord. When you break the routine of what you are used to and you enter into a new level of operation. See, a surge happens suddenly. Say after me, suddenly. Suddenly. Ah, God. See, if you are young and you are hearing what I'm saying and you just feel like, listen, Pastor David is saying, it's not really for me. It will shock you. By the time you open your eyes and discover that you are close to 40, you will know that you should take what I'm saying serious. Please, I hear what I'm saying. I can remember vividly where I was when I celebrated my 15th birthday, my 20th birthday, my 25th birthday, my 30th birthday. In my mind, I'm like, wait. Like this, 15 years have come and gone. Yes. There were some things I wanted to do. And I was asking the Lord, am I not too young for this? The Lord said, from today, never you say you are too young. He said, do you know how old you are? I said, ah! Please, are you with me? You must have periodic times in your life where a surge happened. And let me tell you, the earlier the better. Please, are you with me? Where something just changed. Where it happened suddenly. You know, when Joseph was in the prison, he told his other prisoner that had a dream And he interpreted the dream for the young man. And he said, in 3 days, Pharaoh shall lift up your head. That is your testimony in the name of Jesus. In 3 days, your head shall be lifted up. Ah, my God. Usually, a surge is marked by a remarkable increase in power. Things just change. Let me tell you, in your lifetime, you cannot fulfill your destiny without a surge. You can't. There must be a surge. A quick, supernatural, and upward change that happens in a short time. Are you with me? In a short time. Bah! See, even if you don't want to agree with what I'm saying, you know people who have experienced a surge. You know people. You have classmates that when you see them, like, ah, what happened? How did this guy become like this? Sometimes it could be demonic power. They may have done rituals or Yahoo. Are you with me? Sometimes it's God. Do you hear what I say? Ah, my God. When I pray for you, when I'm praying for you, some of you don't have, I've come to the God that some of you don't have the slightest idea of what I pray for you about. See, after me, a surge is coming. In my life, I receive the surge of the Spirit. Where the power of God invades a man's life and changes everything. Before I go on, I would give you an assignment. Write out 5 things. That you are believing God for. 5 things that you want to see a change. Maybe in your phone, in your pad or something. Write it. 5 things. You know people who had a surge. There are ministries that had a surge. There are businesses that had a surge. Are you getting me? There are individuals that had a surge. They may have been preparing, you know. They may have been praying, building themselves, preparing, waiting for their time. And all of a sudden, after a while, it's as though what they will say is, his time has come. Have you heard something like that? They'll say, his time has come. The Bible says in Psalm 103 verse 20, it says, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the set time to favor her, yea, the set time has come. Psalm 102 verse 13, can we read it? Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. I pray for you, your set time has come. Let me tell you why we're having this program. Because, see here, usually, programs like this are because there is a larger number of people who their set time has coincided with God's calendar. So God wants to do this, and the time is right. Are you with me? So he will organize a program like this. It is also possible for your time to come and you don't know. The Bible says Jesus was going to a city, and he said the word for that city. He said they missed their hour of visitation. Please, let's pray in tongues. I feel like the energy, I'm not feeling a drawing. The energy in this room needs to be stronger. Rakabaradaga sheketelia. Rakabadada palaga sheketelia. Sembrada palakabadade. Likesetetelia. Sheketepeleketelia. Oh. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Jesus. Asha kapala kapalia. God opened their eyes. Elijah told Elisha, if you can see me when I'm taking up, you will have it. Lord, open their eyes. Open their eyes. Open their eyes to see. As this surge is moving, as this transition of the spirit, as this chariot of the spirit is climbing, oh God, house of new breed nation, new breed nation. Hey, experience the surge of the spirit. Experience the surge of the spirit, oh God. Experience the surge of the spirit. Likabaragado seketelia. Satan, I rebuke you. I rebuke your distractions. I rebuke you. Satan, I rebuke you. Ekopele ketelia. Rudegepele ketelia. Let there be complete change. Absolute change. Absolute change. Absolute change. Absolute change. Absolute change, oh God. We have dwelt on this mountain long enough. It's time for a surge. We have dwelt on this mountain long enough. It's time for a surge. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, God. I stopped at Psalm 102, right? Verse 13. It says, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yeah, the set time has come. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Do you know why meetings like this are important for me? I have seen people struggle. See, I have come to discover, if something divine does not happen to a person, if something out of the ordinary does not stop you in your tracks or change your life direction, you can remain on the same spot forever. I'm telling you. No, I'm telling you. You know that Newton's law of motion, a body will remain in a permanent state of rest or continuous state of motion unless acted upon by an external force. It's true. I give that story. I've said it a lot of times. When I go back to Port Harcourt, where I grew up, there are places I don't like passing. Because when I pass there, I am overwhelmed with tears. There is a man, there's a tailor. I know him. He took my measurement when I was in GS1. When I just wrote Common Entrance, that was 2003. You don't understand. 2002, 2003. I knew his shop.
at that exact spot. He took my measurement for my GS1 uniform. I went there 2 months ago. That shop is still there. The exact spot, the exact same machine. Do you understand? The only difference between what I knew 20 something years ago and now is that he's older. See, there has to be a surge. Something has to happen. Are you with me? Something has to break you out of the ordinary. And until you are hungry for it, you may not even experience it. Many of you, a time will just come in your life, you're like, there has to be more. My life, this cannot be all there is to. Are you with me? I'm trying to call your spirits to where I am. Because I know, if you don't keep on experiencing surges, after a while, whatever it is that has happened will become obsolete. In your walk with God, there has to be a surge. A time will come where you are in a new realm that you have not been before. Are you with me? In your finances, there has to be a surge. Are you with me? And let me tell you, the spirit realm likes when people, in fact, the dark spirit realm likes when people are distracted. But God is always trying to show you, some of you, even this period, you know, you have been feeling it, that you have been feeling it in your heart that this is not how this year is supposed to end. This is not how my life is supposed to be. And if you don't make some moves, you will not see a change. You know, I have a spiritual daughter. She's in our Lagos church. When she finished from school, it took her almost 4 years to get her first job. Almost 4 to 5 years to get her first job. And one day, so we had been praying for her to get a job. Then one day she called me in the night. I cannot forget where I was in Port Harcourt Church. I was coming down from the stairs, but I was praying alone around the facility. And she called me and said she had a dream. And in the dream, she saw herself going round in circles, that she will go round the first time. And by the time she thinks she has gone far, she will come back to the exact same spot she started. She will go round again, go round again, go round again. She did almost 20 to 30 times. Then she saw me stop. I came and stopped and said, stop. I said, you are not going again. You are not going again. And I laid hands on her. Bah. She woke up and said, this is a dream she had. This was around 2 a.m. I said, in the name of Jesus, let hands come upon in the spirit realm. Touch you now. That's how she got her first job. Oh my God. Then she saw salary of almost 400,000. She almost fainted. She was like, she wanted to faint like this. Like, yeah. Because there was a surge. Are you with me? It's not just money, oh, every area of your life. And you see, maybe there's somebody under the sound of my voice, and you are being in one spot, praying, preparing, building yourself, doing everything, and you are asking God, God, when? I pray for you, there will be a change from this meeting. There will be a shift from this meeting. I know there are people that listen to things like this and say, you are not as deep as us. We are talking doctrine, no problem. You think I don't know doctrine? We are talking Christocentric. Don't worry. Go and come back. Are you following me? Jesus told them, tarry ye till be endued with power from on high. Go somewhere and stay there until there is a surge of power. Until you know something has come upon you. I have good news for you. Our God is the God of surges. He is the God of the surge. See, a surge is marked by something that happens suddenly. And he likes to make his mighty works come suddenly. Say to me, suddenly. Oh God, am I with the right people? I'm with the right people in Jesus' name. Say after me, suddenly.
Isaiah 48 from verse 3. He said, I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them, and I did them suddenly. Please, can you read this verse? 1 to 3, go. I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them, I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. Say after me, suddenly. Say it again, suddenly. Acts chapter 2, verse 2. It says, and suddenly there was a mighty sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Say it again, suddenly. See, you can be at one spot, praying, doing your stuff, pushing, asking God, what next? Asking God, where's the next phase from here? Then suddenly. Suddenly. You know, when Paul and Silas were in the prison, they prayed and sang and worshipped, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, and the foundation of the prison could not hold them again. Ah, my God. I wish these things were not realities in the spirit realm. I wish it was just metaphors. You will break through suddenly. You will emerge suddenly. You will emerge suddenly. You will emerge suddenly. Ah, you know, I was talking to someone, and they were talking about, you must have a savings plan. Halfway in the conversation, the financial expert said, the truth is that there's an amount of money you are earning you cannot save. You can't even start saving. You can't even start investing. Because the person was trying to say, as you get money, try to save, try to invest, try to... There's a level you are. Saving is out of the plan. You can't. There has to be a promotion to a level where you can now begin to save. Are you with me? In this service, there will be a promotion. So for you to experience a surge, you must contact what I call overwhelming power. An overwhelming level of power. You must touch a new level of power that causes everything to shift. Are you with me? That causes everything to shift. I was talking to a minister, or some ministers recently, and I said, after 6 years of active church ministry, I have come to the conclusion, the first resource for ministry is not money, it's power. Oh my God. The first capital is not money, it's power. Because if you like, I have come to discover, no matter what you want to do, if there is no power backing you up, you are finished. No, you are, see, if there is no power, and the same applies to life too, there must be, say after me, power. And usually, when it comes to a divine surge that changes a man's life completely, God is the one that occasions it. Are you with me? God is the one that orchestrates it. God is the one that vetoes it. No matter what you do, if God does not give you space to surge, or if God does not single-handedly pick you, you are not going anywhere. In fact, let me tell you something. Even the worldly people that seem to do well, in their craftiness, God gave them, just God allowed them. You don't understand. God allowed them. I don't know how many of you saw this picture on social media. I saw it, I laughed. I said, during Hallelujah Challenge, Wizkid joined and wrote, oh God, help my music. He's not worshiping Jesus. But they know that, see, even in that bedu they do, you need power.
I cannot forget Shiloh about 15 years ago. I think that particular Shiloh was in special impartition with Bishop or something on that last day. So I was very close to where Bishop Edipo was. I and my friend, Femi Babs. And Femi Babs was tapping me. He was telling me, see you. He was showing me two secular musicians with their mouth to say God. Say God. They came for impartation because they know. They know. Let me tell you something. Everything responds to power. Everything responds to power. They know. I have prayed for people who were, you say, Pastor, see my company documents. We can't even get one contract. From there, and I said, I'm not seeing you again in church. Say, Pastor, the contracts are too much. I have seen things like that. There are some people I have prayed for because of the blessings. I cannot see them again. I don't have access to them again. You don't understand. When Governor Wike was still governor of River State, somebody walked into the church and said he's a police officer and that they have been posting his colleagues to go and work with in the government house, and from there when they enter the government house they can be promoted to a special assistant to the governor, and he's praying for that kind of open door that he was telling his neighbor, and the neighbor said, go and meet Pastor David. He was like, he's not that young pastor. He said, go and meet him. So when he came to meet me, I said, see, I'm not a babalawo. I'm a man of God. I will pray for you and God will move. But it's not about me. Put your faith in God. Because then I was also not really happy. Many people that don't come to church, they will be coming to see me like Nicodemus. Pray for me. Pray for me. Come to church and be a disciple. But well, it happens. And so, I prayed for him. 1 month later, I just saw somebody with a power bike. He came into the compound. Say, where is Pastor? Where is Pastor? Say, Pastor, see, I just came to tell you thank you. Please, take this small seat. Take this small seat. I just came to tell you thank you. He said, they promoted him. He was working directly with the governor. He became so busy. I've not, since then till today, anytime you see him, he's on the move, on the move, on the move. His car's changed, his house changed, everything changed. And I can go on. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. You must contact overwhelming power. Say after me, overwhelming power. So, how does this really happen? If you check Psalm 102 verse 13 that we read, it says, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. Look at that word mercy. Say after me, mercy. Mercy. Say it again, mercy. Mercy. So God must have mercy on you. Please, are you with me? God must have mercy on you. God must consider you. It says, thou shalt have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her, yea, the set time has come. So you must learn the skill of touching the heart of God. And then he pours out mercy on you. One of the biggest things I think churchgoers need to learn that unbelievers have learned more is how to touch God's heart. Look at church services. When the pastor is saying pray, the guy who is not serious with God, that when he's believing God for something, he will cry, he will pray, he will put all his heart. You have his testimony and run away. The other one who is a disciple, say he'll be praying in church. Labam braga basha. And be expecting everybody doing like this. Those ones who are not in church, who are not serious with God as a disciple, when they want something from God, they will come carry seed. Pastor, I'm not saying, are you with me, please? I'm not trying to say you must always do that. But they are so vehement. It's as if they're like, okay, there's a prayer in church. Because they are believing God for something, they are finding every way to put themselves in because they feel like they can touch the heart of God. And sometimes it's true. You don't get what I'm trying to say. It's true. You can actually touch God's heart. This may not look like a proper teaching that you will agree with, though. but I am discovering it from the Bible. You can touch God. God can be high. Some of you, you are too hard to touch God. To command mercy from God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Are you angry with me? Praise the Lord.
So how do you touch the heart of God to command a surge? Number one, genuine repentance and brokenness. Genuine repentance and brokenness. Genuine repentance. Psalm 34 verse 18. It says, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Psalm 51 verse 17, it says, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. Now, everybody read with me the other part. A broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou would not despise. Please, can you read with me? 1, 2, 3, go. A broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou would not despise. Are you seeing it? Do you know what it means when a person is broken before God? Some of you, when last did you share, did you cry? Like your worship touched your heart to cause you to cry. To worship self, some people, is a problem. It's a problem. To shout in the service, some of them, the way they act towards God, you think that they are God's elder brother. Are you with me? Genuine repentance. See, where a person says, oh God, forgive me. You know, there are things we do now. In the name of, we have more revelation. And I'm not trying to bring back sin consciousness or to bring back a mentality of condemnation. But you see, as a Christian who wants to have something heavy with God, there is a kind of discretion and there is a kind of intentionality or carefulness you have in your work with God. The things that people will do and go away with, when you do them, you're like, God, have mercy on me. Forgive me. Are you with me? But some people, they are defending sin. They are defending it. Say, no. No, that one is not, no, it's not bad. No, it's not that bad. No, see, you want to touch God's heart, you have to be a person who, your heart is contrite before God. Look at Saul. That was the difference between Saul and David, though. They told Saul, you sinned. Saul said, me? I did what the Lord asked me to do. Ha! Didn't I kill the people? Didn't I bring ram and sheep and goats? Samuel, go and collect one and do sacrifice. Samuel said, you did not do the job, sir. They told you to kill everybody. Kill the king, kill his wife. But you kept the king and his wife, and you kill even the sheep, or you brought the sheep. Saul said, must we kill all the sheep? We can use it for sacrifice. Is that what they told you? You are defending yourself. And Samuel started walking away. And then Saul now held him and said, please, I know I sinned, but praise me before the people. Praise me, even if I know I sinned, now I agree. But see, when you reach the people, praise me before them. Someone said, you have not even asked for forgiveness. You are talking about being praised before the people. Don't worry, I've left you. As Samuel was going, he tried to hold Samuel's cloth, and the cloth tore. He says, as you've torn my cloth, so shall the kingdom be torn away from you. You don't know that. Let me tell you something. Have you ever seen that verse of the Bible that says, God ruleth in the affairs of men? Yes, have you seen a scripture like that? God looks at us and the way we handle things. See, if you are ever at a point in your life where if you notice you are receiving favors, open doors, people were giving you things were just happening for you. Money was coming, business was coming, all of a sudden everything just shuts down. Go on a retreat. Go and ask God what happened. Many times you may have done something, stepped. It's not all the time, are you with me? Sometimes it's an attack. Sometimes it's you have loose guard. You did something. Are you with me? Sometimes you may have done something that grieved the heart of God. I'm like, what? God's okay. Okay. That scarcity you are seeing is trying to get your attention. You are misbehaving. You misbehaved somewhere. So sometimes when you see that kind of thing, you go and pray. And God will say, oh, this one, you did not misbehave. It was the devil. Look, it was the devil. Begin to pray and fast. Now reject the work of the devil. Sometimes God will remind you, see that thing you did. You know, when they are somewhere talking against men of God, don't join them. And you just follow them and say, don't mind them. You go and type. You put mouth in what does not concern you. You know, when I learned my lesson that I should not put my mouth in what is bigger than me, is when I found out a young man, he was dragging pastors on. In fact, he came online and said, I will never give pastors money. I told you about it. He said, all these men of God, they are thieves. They are deceivers. He finished posting. As in, he finished posting like this. Went and met a senior man of God that I respect and gave him 500K. So the man of God was telling us, he said, see this guy, yo. He said he went back to Facebook. The guy messaged him, said, I just have a leading in my spirit. I should send you someone. Somebody else will join them. Don't see. He has enough sense to cover himself, but he's misbehaving online. Satan, a brokenness. Genuine repentance. Brokenness in worship. When you release your heart. As a Christian, if you notice, you go 2 days, 3 days, 1 week, you've not gotten a dream from the Lord. No import, nothing, no scripture is burning your heart. Nothing from God is stirring you up. You are just going like that. There is a problem. Are you with me? Genuine repentance. You need to learn to say things like, Lord, wherever I've missed it, I receive mercy. Can you say after me, have mercy on me, O God? Say after me, Lord, I receive mercy. Say it again, Lord, I receive mercy. Say it again, Lord, I receive mercy. Number two, how do you touch the heart of God? Faithfulness and sacrificial obedience. Faithfulness and sacrificial obedience. Psalm 105 verse 19, he says, until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. Talking about Joseph, he was faithful to God. So until the time that his word, until the time that his change came, God was checking him and God discovered he was faithful. Are you with me? Look at Isaiah 66 verse 1 to 2. It says, thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me? And where is the place of my rest? Verse 2, for all those things hath my hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man, can you read with me from but to this man? But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Do you see that? Read it again. From that but. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Hi. Let me tell you, even us, we are like this. So, check. You go to buy something. You meet someone. You tell the person, please, can you help me? I want to buy bread. And the person is, any problem? This is where the person is acting. After a while, you are getting angry. Please, I'm busy. Can't you say I'm busy? And that person, you want something? Please, is there any other thing you want? The person is acting nicely to you. The person is acting as though your word is his command. After a while, if you are very boxed, you can just say, you know what? Just take this one for
You add extra 1,000.
What is making you do that? Because of the way the person is responding to you. Are you with me? He's saying that, to this man will I look. He says, if you want to talk about the heavens, you cannot make a house for me. There is nothing you can do to God. Are you with me? There is nothing you will give God and you will be like, wow, I've never seen this kind of house before. Like, Kai, wow, how this car you are giving me, God will be like, wow, this car makes sense. Him that, the one that moves in the clouds, is he car that you'll be looking for? Is he house you'll be looking for? So those are not the things that will get him. He says, but to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembleth at my word. So there is a kind of faithfulness to God's word. There's a kind of faithfulness you must embrace. Are you with me? Faithfulness and sacrificial obedience. Say to me, faithfulness and sacrificial obedience. Look at Genesis chapter 22, verse 12. God told Abraham to sacrifice his son, his only son. And eventually, it was a struggle, but Abraham did it. Or it looked like it was a struggle, then Abraham did it. And God said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God. I thought God is all-knowing. Hey. Oh my God. You see why I said this teaching may not agree with what some people will say. Look at what the Bible is saying. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son from me. Can you obey God sacrificially to a point where God will look at you and say, now I know? Have you obeyed God in a way that God looks at you and says, now I know? Satan means sacrificial obedience. Sacrificial obedience. Then look at verse 16. And God kept on speaking. And God said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee. God was swearing. God said, I swear I will bless you. Hey! There will be times in your life where God will provoke you to take some sacrificial steps. Sometimes it may be money. Sometimes it may not be money. Sometimes it may just be your time, your attention, your care, your love. Are you with me? When you find yourself at a moment when God needs you to make a sacrifice for somebody who is connected to him in a way that would not usually happen, most times is a chance. How do I explain this thing to you now? Okay, let me give you a good example. So look at Abraham. Abraham was standing in front of his house and saw three men passing. And he was like, the sun is so hot. Let me bring them inside. He knew they were men of God. Are you with me? Or they were beings from God. Let me bring them inside, give them food, wash their feet. It was not convenient. Are you with me? So now, this one is not even money. Just being nice to people. Out of your convenience. And then, after they ate, washed their feet, they looked at him and said, by this time next year, according to the time of life, it shall come to pass. Are you with me? It shall come to pass. The miracle was passing in front. Some people say, is it only me? They always like to give excuse. They are in church. People are carrying things. You are like, please, can you just help us carry? Why should I help you? Is that my department? Is that my service unit? I beg, leave me. Why did they call you? You don't know if it was a setup. I don't know why God is moving me to talk like this, so because I believe, Sha, He wants to change people's lives. Praise the Lord. Since the Lord has reminded me of this, let me say this. There was a young man. He got a major contract, running into billions, construction contract. And the night before he was supposed to resume the contract, he called his friends, called girls. They went to drink. They were enjoying themselves. That night, he slept like 3-4. He said, "Don't worry. Our life has set." And his other believing friend was telling him, "You are, see, God just opened the door for you. And the first thing you do is to go and sin against God. Like, don't you have sense? You leave that thing. Say, don't worry. Have they not sent me contract papers? Don't worry." They were drinking. They were drinking beer, misbehaving, smoking. Like, don't worry. Everything is set. Everything is set. Kai. The following morning, they called him. They have given the contract to somebody else. And he was like, what happened? His friend told him, I was telling you. When God is about to shift your level, that's not the time to misbehave. That's not the time to misbehave. Carry that contract paper. Go out and kneel down in front of the altar and say, "God, I thank you. God, are you with me?" When God does something big for you, you go back and say, "Father, thank you. Thank you for this progress you've given to me. Lord, it may not be all that I'm expecting, but Lord, I thank you." Are you with me? You are trying to touch the heart of God. You are endearing yourself to the heart of God. "Father, I thank you. This is the beginning of great things. Lord, I will not complain. I will say thank you." Can you say after me? "Thank you, Jesus." Some people, no matter what is done for them, what is this one now? What is this one? Eh? I say you should give me the see what you are giving me. What is this one? No. Say thank you. Say after me, "Thank you, Jesus." Are you following me? I'm talking about how to touch the heart of God, because God is the one that commands the surge. Are you with me? Commands the surge. You have to learn to pray prayers like this. Listen to the phraseology of what I want to do. Learn to pray prayers like this. "Lord, you know my life is for you. You know I'm here to serve you. And Lord, I will make you proud. Lord, my strength comes from you." You are trying to buy. Are you with me? You are trying to remind God, "Look, see, if you leave me, where am I going to? You are my banner." Are you with me? Yeah, somewhere God supernaturally moves you. "Oh yeah, preach to this person. Just talk to this person. Talk to this person about Christ. Encourage this person to come to church. Talk to this person about Jesus." You're like, "Wow, why would they look at me? Now they'll be looking at me somehow in this place. Eh? Oh." Sacrificial obedience and faithfulness. Amen. So how do you touch the heart of God? Number one, genuine repentance and brokenness. Number two, faithfulness and sacrificial obedience. Let me read, finish this thing in Genesis 22. You will see what God did. Simply because, now look at Abraham. God told him to sacrifice his son. Eventually, his son was not sacrificed, but he got a blessing. What does that tell you? Anything you think you are sacrificing for God is nothing compared to what God is about to give you. Anything you think that you are letting down on the altar for the name of the Lord is nowhere compared. Read the kind of things God said about a man. Just imagine. God said in verse 16, "By myself have I sworn, said the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thee, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of thy enemies. Hey! God, can you imagine? And you want to stop this kind of person? I remember one time, years ago, in our teenage ministry, in Foundation Faith Church then, we had a teenage program. Everybody closed and went home. The whole place was full of packs of rice and the whole place was scattered. And I was the coordinator. I was the one to give people instructions to clean the place and go. Everybody I gave instruction did not stay. They left. So me, I went home, came back to a church. That church is a very big church. Church that could sit like 4,000 people. This was, in fact, not even a main church. It was a different part of the church for the teenage block. And this place was really dirty. So I called one of us. I said, please, can you come and help me? He said, he's coming. All through the night, I was cleaning. I clean till morning. Packed things, cleaned everywhere. Prepared the whole place. Eventually, the person that came to assist me eventually left. So it was left just me. Then somebody came in and said, you did this. You. Only you did this. He said, kneel down. Have you ever given a gift to your parents before and they prayed for you a kind of prayer that shocked you? You gave a gift to your parents. Maybe that's a word for somebody. You gave a gift maybe to your mother or to your dad. And the way they prayed for you like this, you know that your destiny has changed. Praise the Lord. That's what Abraham did to God, and God swore. So number three, what do you do to touch the heart of God? Desperate crying to the Lord. Say after me, desperate crying. You are not talking. Say after me, desperate crying to the Lord. See, this is not for everybody, but for some people, the reason why they have remained on one spot is that they are too comfortable to cry. They are too comfortable. They have allowed the thing they are going through become part of them. See, at some point you have to tell yourself, Lord, there has to be a change. Lord, there has to be a change. Desperate crying to the Lord. 1 Chronicles 4 verse 9 to 10. It says, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called him Jabez because I bear him with sorrow. Verse 10. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me. Jesus. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me and enlarge my coast. Somebody say, enlarge my coast. He says, and that thy hand might be with me. Hey! And that will keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. See the last part of this verse. Everybody read it. 1-3, go. And God granted him that which he requested. And God granted him. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me and enlarge my coast. There should be times where you wake up in the night and say, oh God, oh, that thou wouldest bless me. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me and enlarge my coast. I have been in this place for too long. Are you with me? You know, I have seen people criticize NSCPD, Hallelujah Challenge, and all those things. I just see, you, when you go through things, you will not criticize what is happening there. And as a rule, wherever you see God moving, don't fight it. Are you getting me? I know there are some people who they idolize their problem and they don't have a walk with God outside their problem. That's a different case. Are you with me? There are people that every time they pray, it's always their problem. They don't know how to worship God. In fact, some people are even beefing God. They're like, God, because you have not done this for me, I will not serve you again. Because you have not done this for me, are you with me? There are people who idolize their problem. But see, there should be times where you cry to God about what you are going through. That will mark by of blessed memory. He said there was a month. I'm not saying you should do it, though. Don't do it. There was a month. He said, God, if you don't change my ministry, if you don't change my life, let me die. For 1 month, he did not eat morning, afternoon, evening. Don't do it, though. That is him. That's why he's mouth by. Are you with me? He said he was crying to God. God, if you don't change my life, I will not leave you. Today, I see people pray. There's too much psychedelic prayer. People don't know how to hold. You know, we can criticize mountain of fire, but let me tell you, you get what you go see, you will pray like that. Are you with me? While I don't encourage you to say, die, die. Can you put on the screen for me that scripture that says, the Lord is our God who has shown us light. Bind us to the horns of the altar. God, the Lord is our God who has shown us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even to the horns of the altar. See, there are times where you come and you hold the altar and you are like, I'm not letting go. There has to be a surge. I'm not letting go. Yes. God is the Lord which has showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. You know what the sacrifice? You are the sacrifice, oh. You are the sacrifice. You bind yourself. You see, you are not leaving God. You bind yourself to the horns of the altar and you are there. There has to be a change. There has to be a change. Oh God, I cry to you. Oh God, I look to you. Change my story. Let there be a surge, oh God. Change my life. Are you with me? And let me tell you, if you're even listening to God, there will be times where he'll be moving you to cry. There will be times where he'll be making you restless. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Look at Exodus 2, verse 23 to 25. Exodus 2, verse 23 to 25. The Bible says, and it came to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died. And the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage. And they cried. And their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage. Everybody, look at verse 24. Please read it with me. And God remembered his covenant with Abraham. Read it again. 1, 2, 3, go. Read one more time. And then read verse 25. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. When last did God hear your groaning? You know what I've learned to do? That thing that you are crying about, don't cry to men. Don't cry over the situation. Carry that cry to God. Are you with me? Learn to pour out your heart before the Lord. Learn to carry burdens like this. Eh? You carry the burden, and when you meet God, you give him. Are you with me? Learn to cry to God. Even Jesus cried to God. Hebrews 5 verse 7. He says, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death and was heard. Are you with me? Are you with me? Can we read Psalms chapter 3? Psalm 3 verse 1 to 4. Psalm chapter 3 verse 1 to 4. It says, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Verse 2. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Verse 3. But thou, O Lord. My glory and deliverance.
Look at the next verse. Read again. Let me tell you, if you get the first one, a contrite and a broken heart, this one will be easy. If your heart is broken towards the Lord, it will be easy to cry to Him. And finally, how do you experience His surge? You receive the ministry of His prophets. But that's not my emphasis for today. My emphasis is the crying to the Lord. So number four, receiving and honoring the ministry of your prophet. Hosea 12 verse 13. By the prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by prophet he was preserved. Jesus says, he that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet will not lose the prophet's reward. The prophet's reward is that he said it and it came to pass. Are you with me? So when you receive a prophet, that this is somebody sent by God, you will receive his reward. Are you with me? So how do you touch the heart of God? Number one is what? Genuine repentance and brokenness. Number two is what? Faithfulness and sacrificial obedience. Number three, desperate crying out to the Lord. Number four, by receiving and honoring the ministry of your prophet. So we're going to do something before we close. Wherever you are, let's practice. So you'll be saying after me, and I'll release you to pray. Say after me, dear Lord Jesus, dear God in heaven, my hope is in thee. My strength is in thee. My all comes from thee. I cannot run anywhere but to thee. Only you can lift me. Only you can help me. Only you can change me. Only you can give me the answer I need. My eyes are on thee and on thee alone. I look up to thee. You cannot fail me. My answer comes from you. My help comes from you. Some of you, you can take a different position, or you can kneel down, you can stand, but make sure you are saying these words. Lord, I depend on you. Lord, I believe in you. You are my source. You are my stability. You are my strong tower. You are my bank of answers. My hope is in thee. My help comes from thee. You are the lifter of my head. You are my glory. You are the lifter of my head. You are the lifter of my head. Only you can honor me. Only you can change my story. Only you can change my life. Lord, I depend on you. Lord, I look to you. Lord, I trust in you. Lord, I believe in you. Begin to pray in the spirit right now. Yeah. Somebody cry out to the Lord.
Shebre de Beleketelia.